This Chazor is the of Baruch Cheshlagim of Yehudim and Sechdes Ksubas Daf Ches. The Gemara says, Levi made five brachas at the chasna of Rav Shimon, the son of Rebbe. Rav Asi made six brachas at the chasna of Mar, the son of Rav Ashi. Maybe we can say that the machlokes between them is whether there was one creation of man, and therefore only one bracha commemorating the creation of man, or whether there were two separate creations. There was a creation of man and a creation of woman, and therefore two brachas are needed to commemorate that. So he made Asher Yotzer and Yotzer HaOdom, whereas Levi, who held that there was one, he only made Asher Yotzer. He didn't make also the bracha of Yotzer HaOdom. Because you only need one sort of commemoration, not two. The Gemara answers, it may be that all agree that there was ultimately only one creation. Machlokes may be whether we follow what Hashem originally intended, so to say, what Hashem intended to do, which was make man and woman separately, like we see from the Pesukim, or what he ultimately did, which was to make them together. Rav Ashi made all the brachas on the wedding day, meaning all six brachas that we've been discussing. On the following day, he only made all these six if there was someone present who wasn't present previously, meaning there was a panim chadoshes. However, in any case, he added she'asimcha b'moynoi and asher bara. After 7 days from the wedding until the 30th day, if a party is made for the chosen, whether it's said to be for the wedding or not, they say she'asimcha b'moynoi. After 30 days, if it's clearly stated as being in honor of the wedding, you still say she'asimcha b'moynoi. If not, it's not added. A papi and name of Rava said this continues up to 12 months have passed from the chasana. If a party is made before the wedding and it's said to be in honor of the wedding, how much before the wedding can it be that you still add a shasimcha b'moyna? Your papa said, once the beer has begun to be made. For that Gemara, we find that a papa would even add from this already from the eris, and he would say shasimcha b'moyna, which is well before the time that the beer was to be made. The Gemara explains that a papa was wealthy and therefore all the preparations were considered to be done for him already at the time of the eris, so he already started saying shasimcha b'moyna. Ravina added this at the time already of the erison of his son. He already said the shidduch b'moyna, explaining that he was sure that it would go through. The shidduch would go through to the wedding, and therefore he was already shidduch b'moyna. However, ultimately, Zok Gemara, this shidduch did not go through to the wedding. Rav Sachliv of Eretz Yisrael made six long brachas, but we don't pass like him. Rav Chaviva would say shidduch b'moyna by a bris, but we don't pass like him because of the pain of the baby prevents the complete happiness from taking place. Rav Nachman, name of Rav, said the chosin is counted as part of the 10 people required for saying the shidduch brachas. However, an oval is not counted to put 10 people for the purposes of the oval, which will be explained. A braisa says that the chosin and the avelim may be counted for the 10. So how could Rav Nachman and Rav say that the oval is not counted? Or it says Rav to Rav Tanhu Apolik. Rav Yitzchak named Rav Yechon named Rav Yechonan said a chosin may be counted for the 10, but an oval may not. The braisa says that the chosin and the avelim can be counted for the 10 that are needed. Where it says the braisa is discussing for purposes of benching, and Avada the oval has a chiyuv to bench, therefore he's included in the 10. Rav Yechonan was discussing the 10 people that are needed to make the row to comfort the mourners after the burial. For that, the oval can't be counted as one of the 10. We find that the name of Yechonan said the shever brachas must be said with 10 people, and the chosin may be counted for the 10, but an oval may not be counted in the 10 needed for the birchas avelim. Now, there's no birchas avelim at the row after the burial, so that's not what Rabbi Yechonan could have been referring to. But it says Rabbi Yechonan must have been referring to the bracha made in the street during the meal, that first meal of the avelim. Reflecting where we find that Rabbi Yitzchak in the name of Rabbi Yechonan said that the birchas avelim needs to be made all 7 days, and the oval may not be counted towards the 10. The meal in the street is not done all 7 days; it's only done right after the burial. So that can't be what he was talking about. Mar says that same bracha is made all 7 days if there's a new person who is coming to comfort the oval. The panim chadoshes, so to say, who came coming for the first time. The Gemara proves this from a long story where Chiya bar Abba had the bracha made even though it was no longer the first day, because he, as a new person, was now coming to be menachem oval. Ula said, originally they would give a lot of wine to the mourners to drink to help comfort them. When Avelim began to become intoxicated, they stopped this practice. The Gemara says that burial used to be a very expensive process, to the point that the family would refuse to bury the dead. They'd run away. Rabbi Gamliel instructed that he himself be buried in simple linen clothing. That led to that becoming the standard and drastically reduced the cost of burial. Rabbi Papa said, today people are buried in the clothing worth just a simple zuz.